We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Pickett, play action fake. He rolls right. Pickett throws the ball down the field, and the pass is caught!
Wow.
And that is Addison on his way! He's going to score a touchdown! He took it away from the defender. The defender tried to steal that ball. Johnson went in there and said, it's my ball. And guess what? Addison said, no, my ball, my touchdown. Turn out the lights.
That is 81 years young, Bill Hillgrove, I think at his best.
You like a little turn out the lights punctuation mark?
I'm trying to think of what my favorite part of that call is. Is it when he reenacts... Oh, no, that's my ball.
Yeah, like two toddlers fighting for a ball in the backyard. My ball.
Tried to steal that ball. Johnson went in there and said, it's my ball. And guess what? Addison said, no, my ball, my touchdown.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think the my ball
Pitt
works.
Posted video of that, and it got almost, I think, 100,000 views.
How about, like, there's a guy, you know, think of all the things going on in that booth. They show the spotter pointing at, like, the chart, mm-hmm. which Virginia player was on the defense
Bostic
there.
Bostic just going nuts.
A lot going on there.
Bostic, a guy that puts peanut butter in cereal.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
What?
Did you know that about him, Craig?
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Is this, now, you know why, because my brother was allergic to milk growing up, older brother, that I had to eat cereal with, like, apple juice in it, right?
No, he pours milk in and
but
he
I
adds
didn't,
a touch
I know,
of peanut
but
butter.
I didn't want to put apple juice in as my substitute.
Like, some people put fruit into cereal. He puts peanut butter.
His peanut butter thing's weirder than apple juice.
Yep. Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacol. Around every corner, Nemacol creates real-life magic for guests. It's time to talk to Kenny Pickett, brought to you by Feeney Agency of Erie Insurance. Kenny, would you admit that's a weird Bostic habit? Peanut butter and cereal? Or is that an Eastern PA thing that everybody does?
No, it's definitely a weird habit for Pat there.
Thank you.
What is, since you're a Jersey guy by birth, what is pork roll and why are people obsessed with it out there?
It's just the best breakfast sandwich. Other people call it Taylor Ham. I think the brand's called Taylor Ham, or it's like, I don't know. I don't know where both the names came from. I call it pork roll where I'm from, but it's just a breakfast sandwich. You know, like pork leg and cheese, and it's really good.
I'm looking at it here, Pony. I got to be honest. It does not
aesthetically pleasing.
It does
huh?
not look. It looks like the second most kind of unappealing thing that area of the country has produced. Number one with a bullet being scrapple.
I've never had that.
Oh, don't. Do not.
Kenny, I'm sure you've had to describe that play 10 times or more to people. Would you mind doing it one more time for us?
Yeah, the game was a look that we haven't practiced that versus press. So really, the big key for me was getting out on the edge and then, you know, seeing what kind of angle Jordan took out of his break. So I saw him take more of a flatter angle. I ended up throwing it flat, and he did a great job of, you know, doing what he always does, coming back to the ball, making a play, and then going scoring a touchdown.
In Kenny Pickett's film study, obviously everyone's elated when the play happens. That the play happened. But it is a contested ball. I mean, you just heard Bill Hillgrove's call, my ball. No, my ball. So when you're going back and watching film, is that a play that in a vacuum you're happy with because of the result? Or you say, I wish that ball is in an easier spot or a whatever, better spot for him?
I mean, obviously you want to make the perfect throw, but I ended up, you know, giving Jordan a chance to go make a play on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I trust that he's going to go do that. So, you know, I'm definitely happy with the result. Everyone wants to make the perfect throw, with, you know, they don't put that in the stats. So it was, I put it where I needed to put it, and George did the rest.
Was that something that you ever, like, had to fight through early in your college career, where you're like, I want to prove that I started as a freshman, I won this big game, I want to prove the coach is right and make every throw perfect, and you had to learn to kind of not let perfect be the enemy of good? Was that ever a thing for you?
I would say I've always had that, trying to, you know, be perfect in every practice and every game. You're never going to be perfect in the game, but you try as hard as you can be. And I'm always, like, my biggest critic. So I definitely had to learn how to take the good and a lot of, you know, positive plays. And obviously you always strive for perfection, but if it's a successful play and we score a touchdown, always take the positive out of it and learn from it and move on.
Pick quarterback Kenny Pickett, brought to you by J&D Waterproofing. Kenny, you guys clinched the Coastal. You're headed to the ACC Championship game in 2 weeks down in Charlotte. Tell us your favorite moment or memory from Saturday's game. The thing about that win that will stay with you for the longest time. What was it?
I'd probably say the feeling I had taking a knee and knowing that we just, you know, clinched the Coastal at home. And, you know, I had so many family and friends there. My girlfriend was there to see me play for the first time in person.
Princeton lost.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the for Princeton soccer.
Yeah. So she ended up coming out, and you know, that was awesome, and just getting a chance to enjoy that with all the people I love was, you know, a special moment.
What is it going to mean to you to have come back? Like, I know you've got a game in between now and then, and obviously you want to win, but you know you'll be in Charlotte. You come back to Pitt for this final season. What's it going to mean to you getting ready for that ACC championship game to know that this is how you returning has paid off for you and paid off for the university with so much excitement in such a high-profile spot for the university?
Yeah, it means a lot to me. It was my goal. You know, when I came back, I wanted to bring a championship back. And, we have that opportunity now. We have the Coastal, and now we want to go finish the job and bring the ACC championship home. So it was everything that we set out to work for. I know the guys are locked in. We have Syracuse this week, but we all know what's going down the week after. So we really want to finish this thing out right.
Kenny, I know that the ACC title game is a big, big deal, and it's going to be a huge game no matter who you guys see. But I really need to impress upon you the need for you guys to beat the absolute pants off of Syracuse in this game.
Well, that's their big rival. That's what Narduzzi
absolutely
said.
Shred them.
Now this is the rival.
I need you to,
they
if
don't
you
play
can
Penn
put
State
seven,
or West Virginia anymore.
Kenny, if you can put 80 points on Syracuse, I need you to try to do it because of the guy sitting across from me right now. Okay? He's a Syracuse guy. We need like 75, 80 points. There really isn't a number high enough that you can put on them. That just,
well, they
just
almost
an editorial
scored
100 comment.
A few years ago.
Just
before
an editorial
Kenny got
comment.
There.
We'll try our best for you.
Now, I'm interested in this, though, but in all seriousness. So you guys have already met your goal of getting to the ACC championship game. So some might argue that this game doesn't mean as much. And just like they do in the NFL in week 17, if playoff spots are sewed up, you rest guys and you try to give them a little bit of a break in a game. Is that something that you're thinking about going into this one, Kenny? Do you anticipate that you'll play the whole game no matter what?
Yeah, I'm anticipating playing the whole game when I go in there. It's really just to build on the legacy that we have here. First team to win 10 games in the regular season since the 80s, I think.
That's right.
That we're all taking to heart, and that's really the goal this week, to go accomplish that hasn't been done here in so many years. So, you know, absolutely, we're going in there. All the stars will be playing, and we're going there to try and win.
Have you been able to keep track of all of the awards you're a finalist for? Has that been hard?
Yeah, EJ does a great job of updating me. So, I'm always on, I'm always up to date on it. And like I said, before, it's I think all the individual awards are really team based, especially when you're a quarterback. So, I think it says a lot about our team and our offense.
What's the next one down? Like, the Heisman's the pinnacle, the crown jewel. What's the next one down? Walter Camp or, like, what, the Davey O'Brien?
There's Maxwell.
Money?
Don't forget
There's
about Maxwell.
I'd be very confused. Do you even have a hierarchy below the Heisman here?
No, there's really no hierarchy. I'm just appreciative of, the ones that I've been named finalists for. Seeing where I started my career and the ups and downs, and now, looking back on it now and seeing where I'm at, definitely grateful for it all.
You're an unselfish guy. You want to make a case for the guy who had caught all four of your touchdowns for a pretty big award? That guy, Jordan Addison, Biletnikoff type of guy?
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer that he's the Blitnikoff guy, you know, for this college football season. I don't think anyone's been as consistent and as, you know, special as he's been. I think there's definitely other guys that are close, but, you know, I think Jordan kind of separated himself, and, you know, he had an unbelievable season, and I know we want to go finish this thing right.
Kenny Pickett brought to you by Baird. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdDifference.com. Okay, what are the Thanksgiving plans? What do you got up your sleeve for tomorrow? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'll be heading to, you know, one of my really good friends and old teammates' house, Jimmy Madere, out in Newcastle after practice. So I'm excited to see him and his family. This will be the fifth time, I think, fourth time that I've gone there for Thanksgiving. It's always a great day.
Now, why do you pick, not in addition to being a good friend, is it because the food's good there? Is that part of the equation, Kenny? You like the menu and the spread for his Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'd say you rank it as good friend first, and then, you know, they're Italian, so of course the food is always really good.
Now, do they put
Yeah,
they put a little Italian touch. You get a pasta on that table, Kenny?
They do. They have a great spread. It's not just a Thanksgiving spread. So you get pretty much, you know, the best of both with the Thanksgiving and then the Italian twist on it. So it's a great meal.
All right, you're a finely tuned athlete. Now, what's the strategy Thanksgiving? Do you eat a little bit of something in the morning so you're not like starving and then you mess up your stomach? How do you prepare yourself for the big meal?
I eat so many meals a day, so I'm always I'll have my breakfast before practice, and then probably a protein shake after, and then it'll hold me over till the big Thanksgiving meal.
So we did
I'm pretty used to it.
We did a Thanksgiving food draft on yesterday's show because why not? We're a sports talk
this
radio
is a,
show.
Yeah,
it's
this
kind
is
of
a
no
hard hitting show, Kenny. We tackle the real issues.
And so Mueller had the first overall pick. Every Thanksgiving food item was on the board.
Yep,
and he went with apple pie as his first overall pick. Love it or hate it?
I'd say I'm just indifferent. I think that's my favorite dessert. I wouldn't put it as my favorite, like the thing I look forward to the most.
Great point.
With Thanksgiving.
Agreed.
So I'd say I'm pretty like kind of down the middle with that one.
All right. Pony then happily took white meat turkey.
Correct.
AKA the turkey that tastes like styrofoam.
The turkey
unless
that
it's
you
cooked
pour
perfectly.
Great. The turkey that you pour delicious gravy over. Mm-hmm.
He took that over dark meat turkey. Thoughts?
Yeah, I lean more towards the dark meat turkey. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think ham definitely. My grandma's ham's always in there.
Oh, yes!
Oh, shut up, Mueller.
Yes! That's right!
That's always
You're more ham than turkey on Thanksgiving.
Let's go!
I get 50-50.
Okay.
I go right down the middle. I get half the plate will be ham.
All right.
Turkey.
Last one for you. The stuff that they put into the turkey, the herbs, the vegetables, the breading kind of thing.
What stuffing?
You call it stuffing. Thank you.
Wait, what do other people call it?
Some people in Philly, in that part of the state, call it dressing. I'm not kidding you.
Wait, I have heard this before.
Yep.
It makes no sense.
Dated a girl from Delaware County. Do you want dressing? That's what she'd say. I go, what, ranch, Italian? She goes, no, the stuff that goes in the turkey.
Dressing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. No, no, no.
All right.
That's stuffing.
Kenny, usually I would say kick the other team's ass, but
Pony,
I'm going to be indifferent.
Kick Syracuse's No, Pony.
I'm going to be indifferent on this one.
Kenny, kick Syracuse's ass, please,
because I'm an objective journalist,
on Saturday.
And I don't play favorites. Kenny, you're the best. We'll talk next week before the ACC championship game, okay? Happy Thanksgiving,
man.
Sounds
good, guys. Thank you.
Yep. Chris is resplendent in his Vote Kenny shirt on 93.7thefan.com. The question is, vote Kenny for what? Because there's so many awards now.
Vote Kenny for what is correct. I think I can vote Kenny for having great Thanksgiving meal sensibilities.
What do you mean he ripped your apple pie pick?
And what did he do when we talked protein? He said not really white meat, maybe the dark meat, yeah, but definitely ham. H-A-M, ham.
The dark meat misnomer. The problem with everyone, we'll get into it next. I think the white meat hate is a you problem and not a me problem.
I don't hate it. It's just obviously the inferior of the two kinds of meat on a turkey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.